and uncles as well.
Double one.
The season's best wishes are offered to you all from everyone at Geoffrey Buckingham Borden. We wish you an enjoyable time and a happy and prosperous new year. Geoffrey Buckingham Borden, Tall Trees, Worcester Road, Tenbury and Worcester Road, Kidderminster.
Sunshine 103.5 VHF, wishing Bishop's Castle a happy new year.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
That's Band-Aid, and going out for all those people, and a couple of additions here just finally come in. We played that for the Drunken Crowd at 5 Radnor View in Leinster, and that's from Robin. And of course, as you well know, Robin does the sports programme with Roger Matthews on a Saturday afternoon. And also we play that for Joan in Tenbury Wells. Well, that's it. Got to go. Thank you very much indeed for your company for the past couple of hours. Look forward to talking to you again on Sunday at 12. In the meantime, a very, very nice week to you. And we'll see you on Sunday afternoon at 12. All right, Martin Kay on your radio. And Alan Jones is up and coming in about 4 minutes' time. Stay with us. Good programme this afternoon from Alan. From me, bye-bye now. We'll be right back.
1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Villagers of Badminton in Avon say they're outraged at an attempt by Hunt saboteurs to dig up the body of the late Duke of Beaufort. The Duke, who led the famous Beaufort Hunt and was a personal friend of the Queen, died earlier this year at the age of 83. The vandals dug a coffin-shaped hole 3 feet into the grave before giving up, spraying slogans round the churchyard and stealing a wooden cross bearing the Duke's name. Villagers today say the saboteurs have carried their campaign too far.
I think it's absolutely revolting. I think it's a shocking disgrace to do a thing like that. I've never heard of it in my life before.
I reckon it's callous, really. When a man's put to rest, he should be let rest, shouldn't he?
Absolutely disgusting. Yes, I certainly do think it's a disgusting
what
thing to have done.
Foul thing to do. So revolting. I can't imagine how they could think of anything so terrible.
The Archbishop of Canterbury's envoy, Terry Waite, is due to return to England from Libya tomorrow after seeing the four detained Britons to report on his negotiations for their freedom. Mr. Waite obtained a promise from Colonel Gaddafi yesterday that he'd recommend to next month's Libyan People's Congress that the four should be freed. Mr. Waite hopes to return to Libya after the Congress to escort the four home. Two young children have died and a third is seriously ill following a fire at a house near Newport Pagnell in Buckinghamshire this morning. Firemen are still at the scene. Hazel Barrett reports.
The children who died in the fire are believed to be aged between 2 and 6, and a third child is seriously ill in the intensive care unit at Milton Keynes General Hospital, suffering from the effects of smoke. The firemen haven't yet identified the children who died in the blaze, which gutted all 3 floors of the house at Sherrington near Newport Pagnell. 40 firemen have been tackling the blaze and are still at the scene damping down, but the cause of the fire is not yet known. The parents of the dead children have also been taken to hospital suffering from shock. Hazel Barrett, IRN at Newport Pagnell.
There are growing fears of a bloodbath in southern Lebanon as Israel threatens to withdraw its troops unilaterally, leaving a political and military vacuum. The Israelis are due to resume negotiations with the Lebanese next month. But as Alan Frost reports from Tel Aviv, they've become increasingly frustrated at the lack of progress.
Defense Minister Yitzhak Rabin told the Parliamentary Security Committee the chances of an agreed arrangement being reached in Lebanon are growing less and less all the time. Military sources here say if there really is a stalemate around the negotiating table, then Israel will almost certainly decide on a unilateral redeployment. This move would take Israeli forces out of the western sector of Lebanon, south of Beirut, withdrawing them to the Zaharani or Litani rivers. Alan Frost, IRN, Tel Aviv.
A sailor is missing, presumed dead, after fire swept through a Cypriot freighter in the North Sea. Coast Guards say 16 other people were rescued. It's not known what caused the fire on board the vessel, Blue Spirit, which started in the steward's mess. The heir to one of America's largest family fortunes has married in Australia in a Hare Krishna ceremony. Alfred Ford, the great-grandson of Henry Ford, the founder of the motor company, married Sharmila Bhattacharya, who's a doctor from India. Alfred's been a member of the Hare Krishna sect for 10 years. Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Burning alone. on your shoulder to help that awkward situation. And if you love each other, you'll never need another love. When the whole wide world has finally got you down, she'll still be around. When it looks like trouble in paradise, oh, when you're burning love that's full inside, go out and find the flame so you can warm it up again. When it looks like trouble in paradise, and you're burning love that's full inside, go out and find the flame.
Meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio. 10 minutes past two on this Boxing Day afternoon from Sunshine. That's Shack Attack's Dark is the Night and before it, Trouble in Paradise by Al Jarreau. And good afternoon from me, Alan Jones. Music, mainly music, with sporting information, the racing and the footy information for you this afternoon between now and 6 o'clock. Well, how are you this Boxing Day afternoon? No doubt having ate too much turkey already, you know, a dose of turkey yesterday and a dose of turkey today, and too many mince pies and Christmas log and Christmas cake and all that. But that's what Christmas is all about, I suppose.
Sunshine 103.5 VHF wishing Ludlow the compliments of the season.
Vaughan's Restaurant in Hereford offer you best wishes for the season and look forward to greeting you in 1985. Vaughan's Restaurant and Coffee Bar, opposite the Cathedral, on the corner of King Street and Palace Yard. Telephone Hereford 266799.
Mr. Roy, Jill, Andrea, Veronica, Vi, Ruth and Tracy of Champers in Church Stretton would like to extend their thanks to all their past and present customers and wish you all the season's greetings. Champers, Shrewsbury Road, Church Stretton. Telephone Church Stretton 722-248.
These seasonal greetings are extended to you as we like to be of service too. Beach's Bargain Warehouse would like to say thanks to all of our customers as well as their banks. Best wishes are offered from all of us here and Beach's Bargain Warehouse wish you good cheer. Beach's Bargain Warehouse, The Moor, Bodenham. Phone Bodenham 441.
The management and staff of Newington Garage wish to say thank you to all their customers and hope you have a happy and prosperous new year. Newington Garage on Craven Arms 3768.
Everyone at Shropshire Fitted Kitchens would like to offer you our very best wishes and a happy new year. Shropshire Fitted Kitchens, Harlescott Estate, Shrewsbury. Factory showroom open 10 till 5 every day between Christmas and New Year, except Christmas Day and Boxing Day.
Our customers always come first, and Clibbery Timber Products would like to take this opportunity of wishing you all the compliments of the season. Clibbery Timber Products, Duncow Cottage, on the Clee Hill Road out of Ludlow.
The time of goodwill is here again, and Ludlow Beauty Centre would like to wish all their customers the compliments of the season. Thank you for your custom, and hope we can be of service to you in 1985. Ludlow Beauty Centre.
The season's best wishes are offered to you all from everyone at White's Roofing. We wish you an enjoyable time and a happy and prosperous new year. White's Roofing, Risbury near Leinster. Phone Penkham 263.
Wishing Leinster the compliments of the season. Sunshine, your neighbourhood station. 103.5 VHF.